New York Assembly approves measure to allow City Field Casino. The New York State Assembly has passed a measure that advances billionaire Mets owner Steve Cohen's plans to construct a casino adjacent to City Field in Queens. The legislation was approved on Tuesday by a vote of 138-7, reflecting strong support within the lower chamber and signaling a potential shift in momentum for a project that has faced significant legislative and community hurdles. The proposed development would transform approximately 50 acres of land near City Field, currently designated as parkland, into a major commercial complex that includes a casino. Because the site falls under parkland designation, state-level approval is required before the City of New York can proceed with local zoning or land use authorizations. This latest vote in the Assembly clears a key procedural step in that process. Assemblywoman Lorinda Hooks, who sponsored the bill, described the project as an opportunity to bring substantial economic investment into the area. She emphasized that the initiative represents a chance to convert underutilized land into an asset that could offer tangible benefits to nearby communities. Hooks framed the bill as a measure that could provide local residents with more resources and opportunities than they currently receive, underscoring the need for equitable development in the borough. The casino proposal still faces legislative and political challenges, particularly in the New York State Senate. Senator Jessica Ramos, who represents the bulk of the land in question, has thus far resisted efforts to advance the proposal in the upper chamber. Senator Ramos holds considerable influence over land use issues within her district and has previously voiced opposition to the plan, citing concerns about the impact on the surrounding neighborhoods and the process by which the project has moved forward. Unstoppable momentum building for City Field Casino. Despite her stance, Senator Ramos has acknowledged that she may not be able to halt the effort indefinitely, given the scale of lobbying and public relations activity behind the casino project. Cohen has invested millions in lobbying and outreach initiatives designed to garner support among lawmakers and local stakeholders, reflecting the high financial stakes involved in securing one of the downstate casino licenses expected to be awarded in New York. In a related development earlier this year, Senator John Liu of Queens introduced companion legislation to facilitate the casino project. Liu's bill has started to move through the Senate's legislative committees, suggesting that the issue could come up for a full vote in the upper chamber during the current legislative session. Liu represents a smaller portion of the proposed site but has expressed more openness to considering the development's potential benefits. The competitive landscape for downstate casino licenses has shifted in recent weeks. Las Vegas Sands recently announced the withdrawal of its $4 billion proposal to build a casino at the Nassau Coliseum site, narrowing the field of contenders. Meanwhile, the Soloviev Group, which has partnered with Mohegan to propose a casino adjacent to Freedom Plaza in Manhattan, has launched new efforts to build community support. The group stated that it would offer up to 12% of its stock options to New York City residents, a move designed to foster local engagement and increase public backing for its proposal.